Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard the phrase, no labels, no lies? Are you wondering what the term labels and lies might have to do with your life? Are you afraid to meditate for fear that you'll discover some things you don't like about yourself? Would you like to learn how you can easily meditate and quiet your active mind? Let me ask you, do you have trouble making decisions? Are you looking for someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to two guests who are success coaches extraordinaire with Successimo.com. They have provided us with inspirational and informative lessons. Before I introduce our guest, I would love to invite you to call in at 818-431-8506 with any questions that you may have during our interview. Now, let me tell you about our first guest tonight. Our first guest has been connecting people's beliefs to the events in their lives since she was a young child. She often tried to explain her observations to others, but realized that her words fell on deaf ears because most people perceive their beliefs to be true and unchangeable. She was very bothered by this because she could see where people were headed and what challenges they would face if they did not drop their beliefs. Her dad warned her time and time again that it was very impolite to challenge someone's beliefs. Our success coach came to associate her gift with punishment. It took many years before she ignored her dad's advice and followed her heart. For decades, she studied stories, myths, and sacred texts, trying to piece the puzzle of beliefs together and to understand intellectually what she knew in her heart. She realized that stories, which were empowering to the initiated, were destructive and disempowering to the common man. Religions and civil groups had their inner circle that took vows of secrecy, creating the huge gap we have today between the haves and the have-nots. Our guest realized that the power needed to be returned to the people. She offers a free class called No Labels, No Lies, where participants remember how to discriminate between true and false, how to use emotions to free their mind, how to fulfill desires, and how to eliminate disease from their life forever. It is not a quick fix, but it is a permanent fix. Ultimately, as one practices the no labels, no lies techniques, which were taught in ancient schools of initiation, they become the master of their life. They know exactly where they are headed and live fearless, fully engaged lives. Our success coach tonight knows that everyone was born knowing the truth of life. No one needs to learn the truth. They only need to let go of the beliefs that cover up the truth, and then they will remember everything. I am so excited and pleased to introduce you to Kathy Eck. Kathy, welcome to our show.
Thanks, January.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've interviewed you before, and this is the first time that I've had you on Blog Talk Radio. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about your beginning and where you're from and your education?
Well, I live in San Diego, and right now I started out on the East Coast. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I think, you know, I've lived many different lives. I had an education as a business person, an entrepreneur. I have had education as a mother, and I've had traditional education in psychology and esoteric studies. And all of those different pieces together somehow kind of contributed to what I'm doing today.
Okay. Now, when you look back at your life, who were some of the mentors that influenced you and helped you along your success story?
You know, I had one mentor that stands out above them all, a very strange man. He was supposedly one of Matt Namara's whiz kids. I never confirmed that for sure, but his name was Dan Lodel. He was a businessman, a very wealthy businessman who started a business, and he hired me to do some work for him as a consultant, and I just found him to be brilliant. And one day I asked him, I said, if you could give me one piece of advice, what would it be? And he said, never do anything that the rest of the world does. He said, you're far better to do the opposite, but if you can't figure out what to do on your own. And I laughed like crazy. I thought, well, gee, that's kind of strange. But, you know, every time I followed his advice, it worked, because most people are kind of marching towards suffering, and he didn't. That was the thing that stood out for me. He was always marching toward his dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear, because so many times I'm worried that I'm so far outside the box that people won't relate to me. But now that I hear that, you're encouraging me to stay outside the box.
Exactly. He would always tell me to stay outside the box. He said the box is not a fun place to be. It's boring.
Yeah.
Adventure is outside the box.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about your workshop and the premise of no labels, no lies. I think that's a fascinating phrase. And could you tell my listeners how you came upon it and what your workshop entails?
Yes, it comes from the idea that back when language was kind of being mixed around and invented, you know, a lot of little codes were put into language, and people often see this. You see them writing things about noticing that a particular word seems to have an acronym in it, or something a lot of people say, like fear is false, evidence appearing real, you know, things like that. Well, one of the things that I noticed a while back was that the word belief has the word lie in it. And I'd noticed that through my life, when somebody was really strong on a particular belief, even if they were really convinced it was true, it usually didn't feel very good to me. And so I really started to research this idea, and I found that, you know, we basically are all these loving beings. We come into the planet Earth, you look at a baby, and all you can see is just unconditional love. And then we start layering all of these beliefs on top of it. And so I started to refer to the beliefs as lies, and that the idea was that if we could strip all those lies away, we could get back to our healthy, true selves again, and wouldn't that be incredible? So I started to experiment with it, and I found that there was another piece to it, and that was often the labels that people put on us. Now, by labels, that can be anything from a diagnosis to somebody calling you a jerk or stupid or something like that. But people tend to hear a label from somebody outside them. They think, especially if that person's an authority, it becomes now a part of this big kind of manure pile that gets piled on top of their true wise self. And And then oftentimes we top that off with a little bit of ice cream and cherry, and that becomes our persona. But underneath that ice cream and cherry is this big manure pile that is mm-hmm. our labels and our lies.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of no labels, no lies is obviously, instead of putting the cherry and ice cream on top, is to strip that all away so you get that nice clean plate, and then you build your sundae from there.
Okay. Now, but that can be a very painful process, can't it?
Well, it can be, but the rewards are so incredible that it's worth it. You know, it's not a quick fix, and you know, as much as I work on this every single day of my life, and I can tell you that I'm constantly astounded by new beliefs that pop into my mind. It's, you know, there's a lot of them in there, but I can also tell you that they get lesser and lesser, and they get less powerful, and you start to really just, you just be who you are. There's just nothing left to stop that. You kind of can't help it anymore. And mm-hmm. so while it's a very difficult process to do that, and you have to face a lot of things that you've been told and a lot of emotions along the way, the rewards are, in my opinion, very, very worth it.
Oh, yeah. I want to share with everyone that Kathy is a success coach at successmo.com. And she has posted that so far I have read 6 of her lessons that she has shared with our subscribers. She is a fantastic mentor. She's a fantastic coach. And I've been doing some of the, after every lesson, she gives a fantastic exercise for you to do. I would encourage anyone who's listening to consider going to the SuccessMO site and signing up under Kathy and having her become your sponsor and your mentor, and she would be able to help you work through so many things. Could you tell us right now a little bit about where your website is and then how people can sign up under you at SuccessMO?
Yeah, it's SuccessMO. They just go on to SuccessMO.com, and then they would put in my email address, which is Kathy@GatewayToGold.com.
Great.
My website is easy, too. It's gatewaytogold.com. And on that, I have a blog with a whole lot more information as well. And they can – I try to put everything I can find and everything I learn about this up there. So as
fast as I
can write it, it goes.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the book that you wrote, which is a fantastic book I highly recommend.
This book was just a little tiny book, because I think that you can put a lot in very few words if you really try hard enough. And so my goal was to get to kind of capsulize this whole idea of living without labels and without lies into one little tiny book. And so it's 20 pages or something, very, very small little book, and it's an e-book. It's free. If you go on another website of mine, that website is called NoLabelsNoLies.com, and it's free. You can download this little book. And this little book, though, actually leads to a whole online course.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to SuccessMO.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. SuccessMO.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at SuccessMO.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that SuccessMO is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of SuccessMO.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and Kathy Eck. And Kathy, I'm so sorry. I accidentally activated the commercial button, and you hadn't quite finished telling us about where we can get your book. Could you give that information again?
Okay. So the so actually it fits in very well with Successimo, because part of the reason I decided to write for Successimo was because you don't charge for those things. I felt like everybody should have this information. And so that was the same reason that I created this little ebook, is that people could download this this little ebook called Unlocking Heaven's Gate, and it's on my website, www.nolabelsnolies. And then there's a little code inside that book, and that takes you to a whole online course. There's about 6 hours of me talking away, explaining all the things I learned about beliefs and how to get rid of them and all that kind of thing. So I try to put everything I do up for free. As long as I can manage to do that, I'll keep doing it.
Good for you. That's the way I feel about it. Let's talk a little bit about an article that I just enjoyed reading so much today, and it's called The Power of the Seventh Sense. And we all know about the first five physical senses, and we all know about the sixth sense, which is our intuition and gut feeling, you know, those voices we hear inside our head. But could you tell us a little bit about what the seventh sense is?
Well, the seventh sense is something we talk about all the time, and we use the word sense. It's our sense of humor. We always refer to it as a sense. We always say, you know, that person has a great sense of humor. And yet it doesn't get included in the list of the senses. And I realized that, you know, back in the ancient times, they always divided things up into seven. So it wouldn't be possible that there was only six senses. There would have to have been a seventh one. And somewhere along the way, that one got lost when we got way too serious.
Okay. Well, since I'm a humorist, I think that the seventh sense is probably one of the most important ones. And I know sometimes it's difficult to laugh when life is, you know, giving you some things to deal with that are extremely difficult. How do you help people do that? How do you help them find authentic humor?
Well, you know, authentic humor comes from inside. It doesn't come from outside. And the only way to, what happens when you actually start letting go of these different beliefs that have, you know, been the manure piled on top of your true self, your true self has just got a great sense of humor. It laughs all the time, and it loves to laugh, and it laughs at everything. It doesn't see all these things as problems. It sees them as illusions and sees them as very, very funny. So, you know, when you strip away the seriousness and then you strip away the lies that got you into that predicament, when you get underneath all that, usually it shows up as very, very, very funny.
Tell us about the dream that you had. I thought this was a fascinating dream that you shared with us. Could you share that now?
Yeah, the dream that I had, this was years ago. I was sitting in a barn. This is where my daughter had her horses in real life, but in the dream I was sitting in this barn, and all of a sudden this big black dog comes at me, and he's rabid. You know, he's got drool coming out of his mouth and foam and all this, and it's really disgusting, and he's scary, and he's growling, and he looks like he's going to bite me. And all of a sudden I'm terrified, and in the dream I hear this voice in my head, and it says, laugh at him. And immediately after that, I woke up, and I realized that there was so much power in that statement, because actually, finishing the dream, I did laugh at the dog, and the dog whimpered and ran away. And so I woke up realizing that there was this power that we all have of being able to look at something that someone is trying to convince us is, you know, harmful to us or is right, and it just isn't. And when we can laugh at it, we're basically letting it know that we know it isn't the truth. And that's why that's so powerful. When we can laugh at something, and, you know, I just love comedians and pundits who can take something that is a serious topic and then cause us to realize that it's a bunch of crap, and we just start laughing at it, and pretty soon that whole topic just disappears and goes away. It's like it almost melts it away. But there's an art to it. You know, there's definitely an art to it.
Oh, yeah. You have to have so much talent to be able to tackle those kind of topics. The week before, I had a guest on the show, Tom Irwin, and he works with the GIs of comedy. And these are five fantastic comedians that are doing exactly what you advocate. And they're dealing with talking about the war and the after effects that soldiers go through and some really deep and heavy topics. And their laughter makes it so amazing. And I hope people will go back and listen to that show. It was called The GIs of Comedy.
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of the GIs we'll see happens to be a friend of mine, and I was just at a workshop he did the other day.
He is
very funny. He is very funny, and
he's
doing wonderfully.
Okay. Oh, I'm happy to hear that, because I've known Tom Irwin for many years, and he's a fantastic comedian. I love everything he does. Let's talk about hurting other people's feelings, because that could be very difficult if you're laughing. You certainly don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Well, exactly. You know, this is a very tricky topic, and it's hard to describe in just a few minutes. But the way we were designed, kind of straight out of the box, if you think of us as these little mini computers, you know, our minds were designed as these self-regulating systems. So whenever we'd have a thought, immediately we would get an emotion. If we were thinking something that wasn't taking us in the direction that we wanted to go, or if we were thinking something false, and we were self-sustaining systems, so our emotions were in relation to our thoughts. But over time, this all became scrambled, and we started having emotions in relation to what other people were saying. And this is where the idea that we could hurt somebody's feelings came into being. Because, you see, if somebody says something that's hurting your feelings, that means that you've just believed what they said. Because we're really a self-sustaining mechanism within ourselves. We can only have a hurt feeling because we're generating an emotion because we believed what they said. So in truth, the bottom line is you can't hurt anybody's emotions. You can only hurt their own feelings. But that does trip a lot of people up. It's one that I work with all the time in mentorship. People are very afraid of that.
Oh, yeah, that's very powerful. I have to think about that one.
Yeah, it's a little tricky to wrap your arms around, but, you know, it takes a little bit of practice. But it once you see that your emotions are being generated by your own thoughts, so if you believe something that's not true, then you'll get an emotion. But what another person said is not supposed to affect their feelings. As a matter of fact, they're supposed to get an emotion when they say something wrong. Now, unfortunately, people have trained themselves that they can lie all day and keep a straight face. That isn't how we were meant to be designed. We were meant to really kind of expose ourselves very easily. That's a whole other story.
In your article, you state the true earth has no beliefs. Like John Lennon said, imagine no heaven, no hell below us, nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. This is a world without beliefs. Wow. That's an amazing statement. And, you know, when I reflect on it, it's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. We often don't realize that because we presume that we were born with our religion or we were born with our political views. No, we weren't. Kids aren't born with hatred. They learn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they aren't born with separation from other people. They learn it. It really is how we're meant to be. And we're uncomfortable when we're not that way. We love each other so much. All of us love each other so much that we can't stand the separation. We can't stand the aloneness of being divided from somebody that we care about, even if we think we don't care about them.
Yeah. You say it's not considered politically correct to laugh at someone with disease or problems. But then you state, what if laughter is the perfect cure that is right in front of our eyes? That would be some joke, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, I have experimented with this with close family members. I have actually laughed at my kids at different times when they came home with different things that they thought were diseases, and they disappeared very quickly. At one point when I was married, my husband used to have diseases all the time that he came home with, and I refused to believe them. I just said, well, I guess you're going to be spending a lot of time alone, and I'd walk out the door. And it's amazing how fast he recovered. And I came to realize really quickly that a lot of these things, a lot of people are trained that there's a huge payoff for being sick. You know, they get pampered and treated a certain way. And, you know, I used to do hypnosis, and in hypnosis oftentimes when you could uncover that feeling of feeling that you were going to get rewarded for being sick, people mysteriously came out of hypnosis and some disease that was killing them was gone. So I've seen that happen many, many times. Now, we're afraid to do that because it's so unpolitically correct, and we think, oh, what if I'm wrong? You know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And there we are back again. We're right back at the same spot.
tell us the story about Norman Cousins, who healed himself by watching comedy.
Yeah, well, Norman Cousins got some kind of disease, and I can't even tell you the name of it because it's not something I understood or ever heard of. But he had some kind of disease, and they put him in the hospital, and he told the nurses he just wanted them to bring him Marx Brothers movies and all kinds of movies. And he watched these things, and this disease just went away. Now, the interesting thing about it is he proved part of what we're trying to say with humor, but the disease did come back after a couple years, and that really, I came to understand, that bothered me for a long time. I felt like, gosh, he should be healed forever, but I understood that because he was receiving the comedy from the outside. He wasn't healing the inside so that he could laugh at his own disease. You see, ultimately, somebody else laughing at our disease might be helpful to us if we can laugh along with them, but if we could just laugh at our own disease, that's the most powerful healing that we could possibly ever offer ourselves. And that's the place that he didn't go.
Right. You mentioned Josh Blue on Comedy Central, and I watch Comedy Central to get my news so I won't be depressed. Would you tell us about Josh?
Josh Blue just warms my heart. He's this young guy. He's a young comedian. He's so funny, and he has cystic fibrosis or cerebral palsy. He has cerebral palsy. And he actually did a comedy special a couple weeks ago, and he cracked me up because he said he's been spending so much time laughing at his cerebral palsy that he's afraid it's going to go away and he won't have a routine anymore. And I laughed so hard because I thought, this kid gets it. And, you know, now he's at a point of choice. I mean, he can keep it around. It certainly isn't bothering him. He's having a blast. He's traveling the world. He doesn't look sick at all. I mean, he is really able to laugh at his life. And he's just a powerful example of what that entails.
Oh, right. Well, I want to share with everyone the Successimo Power Thought for the Day from Kathy Eck. She says, laughter lifts you up because it defies gravity. Seriousness or gravity takes you to the grave. It is a slow form of suicide. In short, one who can laugh at their problems has real power, the power that creates miracles. That is so fantastic. That is such a powerful statement. And Kathy, before we close out this segment, could you please share with us again your Successimo email and how people will be able to contact you?
Yes, my email again is Kathy with a C at gatewaytogold.com, just like it's spelled, GATWAYTOGOLD, all letters. And also, too, if people have questions, if they're working on Successimo articles and they have questions, I answer all questions, email questions for free. I don't charge anything for that kind of mentorship. So please always feel comfortable to just email me. My website is gatewaytogold.com, and that's also where my blog is. And I try to post there very frequently anything new that I'm uncovering or things that I discover in working with other people. I'm always finding something new.
Oh, thank you, Kathy, and I will have you back on the show. I could talk to you forever, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, January. It's always a pleasure.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back. This is January Jones welcoming you to our second Successimo story today. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. Now let me ask you, have you wondered about all the blogging that's going on in the world? Do you even know what a blog is? Are you ready to meet a real big-time blogger? Would you like to learn some of the secrets to successful blogging? Can you imagine earning money while you are learning valuable, inspirational information? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. Let me tell you about our next success coach. This success coach is a successful journalist with an ever-popular blog on Chicago Now called The Life and Times of a Young Republican. His blog features talk about political commentary, celebrity gossip, interviews with celebrities, as well as books, movie, and television reviews and critiques. His writing, while once being described as snarky and vicious, has also been described as beautiful and lyrical and showing great talent. He is also working on several other writing projects, including a stage play based on the life of Oprah Winfrey. He is currently studying music and journalism at College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. In addition to his writing ventures, he is also training to be an opera singer and actor. He has recently appeared in productions of Neil Simon's The Odd Couple and Woody Allen's Don't Drink the Water. He recently appeared in College of DuPage's Opera Workshop production of a Mozart opera. He is a conservative Republican member of the Tea Party and a firm supporter of Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. I'm pleased and excited to welcome Stephen Craig to our show tonight. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, January. I'm good. I'm so glad to be your guest tonight.
Oh, I've been looking forward. I've interviewed you before, but this is the first time I've had you on Blog Talk, and I know for sure that it won't be the last time. Could you share with us a little bit about your family background and where you were raised?
Well, I was born in the suburbs of Chicago in Addison, and I pretty much lived there all of my 19 years, and I went to grade school at St. Paul Lutheran School, from preschool through eighth grade. And then I went to Addison Trail High School for all 4 years of high school, and now I am at College of DuPage in Glen Ellen, as you said, studying music and journalism.
Okay, now you're studying opera. Now, when did you discover that you had a fantastic voice? How old were you when you discovered this talent?
Well, I discovered I had a passion for opera when I was in the fourth grade, and they took us to the high school to see an English production of Mozart's The Magic Flute. And I sat there watching the stage, and I was absolutely rapt by what was going on stage. I couldn't believe how interesting and wonderful it was. So I decided to do some more investigation, and mind you, I was in fourth grade, so I didn't have very many tools in researching. But I bought some CDs, and then ever since then, my love for opera just escalated. And then my sophomore year of high school, I decided, you know, I've been watching and listening to opera for years and years. Why don't I try singing it? So I got a private teacher and discovered I had quite a powerful voice. And then since then, I decided, why not make it my career? So that's what I did.
How exciting. Now, was this teacher one of your early mentors?
Yes, I've had many voice teachers in my life, and every one of them has been a mentor in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And because when you're in a voice session, it's just one-on-one. There's no one else except you two. So you learn so much, not about only your voice, but about yourself as a person at that state and time. You know, in high school, you're a lot different than you are in college. So I love to see my growth from when I took voice lessons in high school to how I am now.
Yeah, and for our listeners' information, could you share with them your age so they will be as duly impressed as I am with you?
I am 19 years old, almost 20 in August.
What day in August is your birthday?
August 24th.
Okay, well, mine is August 18th, so we'll have to celebrate together.
yes. August is a big birthday month for my family. We must have 8 or 9 people in my family alone that have birthdays in August. It must be the summer weather.
Okay, well, put me on the list. Now, let us ask a little bit about your current blogging career. This is so exciting to share with our listeners because everyone, now all you hear is blog and this, and someone's blogging and you must blog, and so many people don't know much about it. How did you start your current blogging career?
Well, there are two reasons I started blogging. The first is I was a big fan of Arianna Huffington, who is the founder and co-founder of the Huffington Post. And I would read that, and I would think, I kind of want to try writing a blog. So I decided to go online and find out my options. And the second reason I started blogging is because, and I didn't tell you this last time, but it was because of Kitty Kelly, who is a famous celebrity biographer. And I remember when I was, I think it was a couple of Aprils ago, that I was in Target, and I walked past one of the books, and I saw this stark white book that said Oprah on the front of it. And I'm like, oh, maybe that would be interesting to read. And then that was my first inclination to Kitty Kelly. And then since then, I read almost every book that she has written. And I even met Kitty Kelly once and many months ago. And I remember meeting her and being rapt in attention at listening to her talk about how much she researches and everything. And that had a strong effect on me. And I went up to talk to her, and I was just gushing on it to how much I liked her writing style and everything. She said, I was the best publicity that her book has ever gotten. So it kind of made me smile a little bit.
Well, you know, I've used some of her research in my bibliography. And as some of our listeners may know or may not know, I've written about Jackie Kennedy and the Kennedy family. So Kitty Kelly has done tremendous amount of research, and so I can see why you were duly impressed with her, and I can see how she would have inspired you. She inspired me, too. So you started your blogging, and then how long were you blogging before you went with Chicago Now?
It really wasn't that long of a time. I was blogging on Blogger for a while, about, I think it was like 4 or 5, 6 months. And then I decided to research some more high-profile blogging experiences because, as you know, with Blogger, you don't get paid. There's no prospect of getting paid. It's just for fun of blogging, which I loved at the time, and it really helped me flourish as a writer. But I wanted to find something that was a little bit more regimented and would reach a bigger audience. So I was looking online, and I found ChicagoNow.com, which focuses intently on Chicago bloggers. So I figured I'll have a better chance at getting on a Chicago blog since I live in Chicago. So I decided to pitch my blog idea, and they loved it, ate it right up, and said, right away. And now I've been writing on that blog for, I think it's about 8 or 9 months now, and I've loved every second I am when I'm blogging for that website.
Okay. And now, how often do you blog? Do you blog each day or just when things come up, or what do they expect you to do?
I try to blog every day. They want you to blog every day, but as you know, sometimes when you're writing, life sadly gets in the way. So I try and write every day, but I'm not as prolific as some people in writing every single day because I like to keep my writing fresh. And if you're not feeling like writing one day, you don't want to produce a blog that's below your standards. That's
right.
What I feel.
Yeah. Could you share with our listeners how you came to be with us at SuccessMO and how you became to be one of our success coaches? And I want to share with them how they could sign up at SuccessMO underneath you and how you would be able to mentor them.
Yes, well, I actually found SuccessMO because of you, January. I wrote you a fan letter and requesting an interview for your book, Jackie, Ari, and Jack, The Tragic Love Triangle, since I love that book. So I wrote you an email, and we did the interview, and you said you told me about SuccessMO, and I was really interested. So I went on the website, and I found out what it was all about, and I was absolutely enamored with it, and I decided I have to sign up right now if she's inviting me. And I've loved every minute of doing it.
Oh, it's wonderful having you on our team, Team January. And if you're interested in working with Steve Craig at SuccessMO, all you need to go is go to www.successmo.com and sign up and use your sponsor email, droctopus12@aol.com. That's Steve's email. That's Dr. droctopus12@aol.com. And if you sign up under Steve, he will be able to mentor you and help you become a successful blogger. And when we come back from our commercial, Steve's going to tell us a little bit about the basics of blogging.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my Chicago connection, Mr. Young Republican Stephen Craig. Steve, let's talk about the basics of the blog, which is a fantastic article that you've posted at Successimo. Your first question is, what is a blog?
A blog is actually, it's almost like your own personal newspaper online. You can write about whatever you want, whenever you want, whenever you feel like it, and it's almost like writing your own personal newspaper by yourself. It's really fun, and
okay.
You do it all online, nothing in print, and it's just a wonderful experience.
And tell us where the free hosting sites that you recommend.
As I said before, one of my favorite blogging sites where I started out is blogger.com, and it's free, and it's a wonderful place to blog because you can customize your blog however you like it and write about whatever you want, and it's really a nice place to flourish in your writing as you start out as a blogger.
And you talk about getting a central theme for your blog. Now, I know you write about politics and celebrities and Chicago, so are those the three themes that you follow?
Yes. And by a central theme, you could have several branches off of your theme, but the best thing for a blog is to find something to write about that you continually write about. It could be one thing, it could be two things, or it could be even three things like me, but you can't stray too far from that. Otherwise, it starts to unravel a little bit, and you start to become frenzied trying to find all the options of what to write about.
Right, right. And you have the top five rules that you suggest, and their first rule is try to come up with a blog premise that people will enjoy reading, and you've done well with that because I love reading your blog.
Yes, this is probably why I put this as number one, because it's so important. Because if you write a blog that no one wants to read, then you won't have a following. But if you write something that people can sit there and be rapt with attention because they love reading your blog, then it would get a huge fan following. So you have to find something that's pertinent to your life that you love writing about, because your passion will entail onto the page when you're writing, and people will feel, almost if they're sitting watching, they'll feel that same passion transfer over to them and just feel moved by what you're writing.
Now, did you take any classes on blogging, or did you just create this persona that became the blogger yourself?
No, I just figuratively threw myself into the deep end of the pool and just I tried so many different ideas and on my other blog, because on sites like Blogger, it's easier to try different things out and see what people respond to the most. So I tried out lots of different things, cooking, about to my singing career, acting career, all that sort of stuff. But then you look at what you've written and you see, oh, there's 8 comments on that and there are none on the other one, and there are 100 views on this one and 0 on that one. So you look and see what the demographics of what you have written and what people like, and if you love writing about it and people love reading it, why not make a blog about it?
Well, and what are your thoughts about the famous blogger Perez Hilton? Because I know he writes just exclusively about celebrities.
Yeah, Perez Hilton is kind of an interesting case. That I read his website probably every day trying to find stories for my blog. But at the same time, I don't think he's really living up to his blogging potential. I think he's so popular that I think he could step up his journalism a little bit. And I've tried to contact him a couple of times, but someone as highfalutin as that wouldn't talk to someone like me.
Well, just take your time. I'm sure he'll be calling you before you know it.
We can always hope.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you said for your second role was try out many different ideas before focusing on your one category, or in your case, you have several categories. Your number third rule is try at all costs to avoid creating a journal blog. Now, what surprises me?
Yeah, this is one of my more controversial rules. And when I was sitting there thinking, I thought, there has to be something that you can't write about. But I was sitting, and I remember that when I was starting to write blogs, I started reading blogs, and the blogs that turned me off the most were journal blogs, where you just wrote about your everyday life and every little mundane thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
I find out that people, when they read it, they become kind of disinterested halfway through reading a journal blog. And when you write day after day about something that could be like something that should be personal, like a real journal that you would keep and hide under your bed from your siblings or something,
that people will often become...
I don't
think people would enjoy a journal blog unless it was like someone like Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, exactly. Celebrities, I think, are exempt from writing, except they call their journal blogs autobiographies.
Yeah, they make tons and tons of money.
Yes.
Your fourth rule is pick a blog subject that you are passionate about. Your passion is your gateway to success, which you've so proven so well. And your passion has become politics, celebrity, and now how much do you write about Chicago?
I try to write a lot about Chicago. Most of the theater and movie and stuff, most of the theater reviews that I write about are happening in the Chicago area. I go there's an outdoor music festival in Chicago every year called Ravinia. I try to go to 3 or 4 performances a year of opera and classical and Broadway and all these sort of things, and I like to write about them. Like I wrote a blog about how I went to the 80th birthday celebration of Stephen Sondheim at Ravinia. And that was one of my most popular blogs way back when I was on Blogger.com. But in Chicago, so people are surprised at the wealth of entertainment and music quality that can be found in Chicago if you know where to look. So sometimes I love to write about that.
Well, you're a perfect publicist for Chicago, and Chicago is one of my favorite towns, and one of my favorite times of the year to go to Chicago is at Christmas time and to do some shopping and go to the restaurants, and Chicago is just fantastic. Your fifth rule is don't be self-conscious about your writing. To be a successful blogger, you don't need to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. And you write about your 75-year-old grandma. What do you have to say about her?
She was what we call in life a character. She was a wonderful woman, and I was devastated when she died. She died a couple of years ago. But her spirit kind of lives on with me because I'm almost exactly – my relatives tell me that I'm almost exactly like her. So I thought – and I was sitting writing this entry for Successimo. I was thinking, you know, what would happen if my grandma had written a blog? I thought it would be wonderful. You know, she had so many interesting takes on everything, and she was as feisty as I am. So it would be wonderful to think about what would happen if she had – she never bought a computer, so she never had the opportunity to do that. But I was wondering what would happen if she decided to write a blog. So I decided, you know, there are people across the country who are older and, you know, they don't want to publish a book or anything. So I say, just blog. And anybody of any age can do it. So that's the best thing about blogging.
Well, that's a fantastic idea because I know a lot of older grandparents want to share things with their grandchildren, and everyone's so busy and no one has time to make phone calls. I know that I can only reach my immediate family if I text them now. If I text people, they get back to me in 2 minutes. If I try to call them, I end up leaving message after message. So
that's usually what happens. That's how I've become.
I know. So maybe all these grannies out there should consider blogging, and I'm going to think about it. That might be a fun thing to do. And
it was funny. Here's an interesting side note. My grandpa, who lived in Arizona before he died, he actually wrote down longhand. He wrote his memoirs out. So we have that, and I've been reading them little by little, and I figured, I was reading, I said, he was never trained. He never went to college or anything, but he was a wonderful writer, and I'm hoping to get his memoirs published because he was in the war. He used to fight. He was a fighter pilot, and his partner was Jimmy Stewart.
Oh,
so
wow.
I figured, yeah, so I figured that he has a great story, and I was trying to thinking what would happen if he tried to blog, and it would have been a wonderful experience too.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You know, I just did an interview a few weeks back with a gentleman named Hugh Aaron, and he wrote about his wartime experiences, and his books are on Kindle at Amazon, and I ordered several of them, and it's fantastic stories that he shares from his. He's in his 80s, so he's quite a writer, and I think anyone would enjoy that. You know, we're running out of time, so I want you to share with my listeners any contact information you have, and hopefully they'll be able to follow your blog. So tell us how to sign up.
Okay, to read my blog, you can go to chicagonow.com/youngrepublican. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/MozartBassBaritone, and I am also on Twitter, which has become a huge social networking site, which everybody, I remember when Twitter first came out, people were sitting there saying, this will never work, this will never work, but look at it now.
Yeah.
And I have a Twitter, it's twitter.com/baritoneblogman, and if you want to find any of these things, you can just go to my blog site, go to my About page, and all of my information is there, my biography and my links to my Twitter and Facebook. So it's one easy place to find everything.
And fantastic. And I think, you know, down the road, people are going to talk about successimo.com just the way they talked about Twitter. And who would have
I'm
thought?
Almost positive of that, positive
yeah.
of that.
And I want all of our listeners, remember, if you want to sign up at Successimo and have Stephen mentor you and help you, use his email, droctopus12@aol.com. That's droctopus12@aol.com. Just go to
I have to correct you. It's actually droctopus13. I didn't catch it before when you were saying it, but 13.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to write that down. Okay, 13. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't even catch it before, but I thank God I did now, but it's 13.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to close out this fantastic
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones sharing Successimo stories.